The almost $3 billion loss announced by Qantas yesterday was much worse than expected and one of the largest in Australian corporate history. It inevitably led to calls for the sacking of the CEO, Alan Joyce, and the chairman, Lee Clifford. But Alan Joyce says he's not going anywhere and that the worst is over and things will now improve at Qantas. Nathan Safe is the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association. Nathan Safe, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
Nathan, how's morale amongst Qantas pilots and staff after this big loss at Qantas?
Well, there's no doubt that morale is a little bit shaky. Yesterday's number was a big number. It was a shocking and unexpected number. But I think the staff are still waiting to hear from management a clear direction to be presented with light at the end of the tunnel that we can all feel optimistic about, and unfortunately we've yet to see one.
Well, the CEO, Alan Joyce, says the good times are ahead. There won't be a loss in the next half-year results, and I guess the clear direction is they've put in place those sackings of 5,000 people. They've hived off the international business into a separate unit. Will that do the trick?
Well, they've hived it off into a separate holding company, but that means absolutely nothing so far for its future. And we've heard stories year after year about the coming turnaround. The turnaround's been 4 or 5 years in the making, unfortunately, Fran. You are right in that the large number in many ways is a little bit misleading in that it's largely the product of a revaluation of assets. And in many ways, while the Australian dollar is high, it does make some sense to revalue them now. Nonetheless, there hasn't been a clear vision for how exactly international will be turned around, how it can be re-equipped with new, more fuel-efficient aircraft so that it can compete successfully and it can have a bright future.
Let's talk about the aircraft, because it was the $2.6 billion write-down on the value of the planes, the current international fleet. Is that the problem, in your view? Qantas bought the wrong planes. Now, should they hang on to them and make the most of that, or should they spend more money to get new planes? How would that work?
That is one of the fundamental problems. The decision made back in 2000, mainly by Jeff Dixon and Peter Gregg, who were the senior managers at Qantas at the time, was to go down the path of the A380s, which history have shown, whilst they may be a fantastic aeroplane from a passenger comfort perspective, they're a horrible plane economically, especially on the long, thin routes that Qantas flies them on, like the Melbourne to LA route and the Sydney to Dallas route. They're the wrong choice for that kind of route. They were bought when other alternatives were still a couple of years away and fuel prices were only $30 a barrel. So,
and the Australian dollar was very low, which made it expensive.
That's right. So hindsight's a wonderful, wonderful thing, but time has shown that other airlines, the vast majority of Qantas' competitors are flying around 777s, which are far more fuel efficient, far better unit costs, far better seat costs, and that's making life extremely difficult for Qantas.
Now, the problem did you think, I guess to look ahead though, Nathan Safe, is will these big write-downs on the international plane, the big planes, can we assume that it will make the international division of Qantas more attractive to foreign investors? That's part of the aim, isn't it?
Well, it should do. And the reason they're putting it in a separate holding company is to try to replicate the ownership structure that was adopted by Virgin, which allows them to now be three-quarters majority foreign-owned by three state-backed foreign airlines. And Qantas would be very envious of that ownership structure because it allows them to raise capital from strategic airline partners far more easily. But the problem is getting Qantas International into shape to attract a foreign investor, and I don't think it's anywhere near in the right state yet, so that's still a few years away.
Just finally, should there have been calls for Alan Joyce to resign? He said he's not going anywhere, that nearly every carrier entering Australia is losing money. How much of the blame do you lay at management's door, and should Alan Joyce go?
Well, management has to accept, I think, the majority of the blame. It certainly isn't all of their fault. But at the end of the day, they're the ones there making the decisions, and Alan has been there for 6 years. He serves at the pleasure of the shareholders and the board, who thus far seem to be standing beside him. Part of the problem is, I think, by sacking Alan Joyce, the board would also be admitting their own failure. So I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Nathan Safe, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nathan Safe is the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 12 minutes to 7.